Blog Talk Radio.
The views, opinions, and statements made by callers are not necessarily the beliefs of the Professional Association of City Employees, PACE, the National Association of Government Employees, its officials, agents, or employees, the union. This show is for the purpose of airing opinions, concerns, and general commentary among PACE union members. The views expressed are solely those of the caller and do not automatically represent the policies, position, or view of the union and may not be construed as legal advice.
Top of the day to you. You are with Radio Connections with PACE and your host, Gina Pagnotta Murphy, president of PACE, and I'm with
your co-host, Ebony Walton, vice president of PACE.
How you doing today, Ebony?
I'm doing good. Real quick, the little space that we're not doing anything is because on our blog talk is giving the disclaimer. So that's why we just sitting here looking at each other. But go ahead.
It's okay.
I'm good. How you doing?
I, you know, take them one day at a time.
One day at a time.
I could be at my best, but I can't complain what it's going to do. Just stay prayed up.
That's all you can do. That's all.
You know, we all have our challenges, mm-hmm. You know. So let's talk about prayer, who we got out, shout out, who's sick today.
Well, we have our operations manager, Desiree Arnold, her husband's uncle, which is like a father to him. He's now being taken into, he had a fall a couple of weeks ago, and I believe he's a cancer patient. And so now she let me know that they're putting him in hospice, trying to sign him to go to hospice. So we want to keep her in prayer. She has a lot. Just like with everybody else, you just have a lot going on. And then I think only one visitor a day or at a time can come and see him. So they're keeping him comfortable. But, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, and I'll shout out in prayer for my daughter's friend. Her grandfather has passed, was the grandmother.
Oh, okay.
The grandmother has passed in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going up there the end of the week. And it's just sad. Let's see, anybody else?
That I can think of right off, no. We do have one 911 dispatcher that is retiring tomorrow. Miss Sandy is going to be retiring. Miss Sandy Stewart, she's been with the city for 28 years.
Woo.
And I'm going to miss her. She will be missed. She will definitely be missed.
Is that a prayer?
That's not a prayer, but it's a prayer that she just continues to do well, but it's a good thing.
There's a prayer that she's retiring and she's still breathing.
She's still from working from that job, yes.
Wow.
That's a good thing. That's a congratulations. Yeah. Yeah, that is a good thing. It is a good thing. Song for the week. I'm not sure who. It's a Christian song, but it was just when I woke up this morning, it was on my mind.
Okay.
And I'm never, even this type, you know, this type of weather I don't like.
Okay.
But today, it was my friend. I woke up about 6:30-something, got on up out the bed and went to Walmart, did my shopping at Walmart. I know. I did some shopping at Walmart. I went to Home Depot, got some plants, some vegetables. I got to work on my garden. And the song is just, I am blessed.
Okay.
Every day I live, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Mm-hmm. Wow. When I wake up in the morning, I am blessed. When I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. Whether you feel blessed or not, you're breathing. A lot of people are not. A lot of people don't have. A lot of people are wondering when they're going to get a meal. Some people don't have a job. So to say that even though we have still life issues happen every day, things could be better. You could be always be a better situation, in a better situation than you are, but you're here.
Absolutely.
So, I take that and say that I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am.
We're sitting here together on this podcast.
And we're sitting here together on this podcast. I fed a breakfast that you played over, but I fed a breakfast.
I wasn't really hungry today, but it was still
good.
Which
is not normal.
I don't know.
Not normal.
I didn't change the color of my lipstick. Can you tell?
Yeah. So, yes. But yeah,
she said the lipstick I had on, I looked pale.
It was too pale.
That scared me. How you tell a person the type of conjuring that you look pale? Now you have me looking at Google. I'm like, can I?
It was the lip. She had on some brown color lipstick or something. I don't know. I just kept looking at it like, how you look so pale?
I already came in here feeling like I lost the world.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But she would keep it real with me. Because that's her word. What is it? Let's get the elephant out of the room.
Get the elephant out of the room.
And I just kept looking at her face. She was such a, you know, she's half the color anyway.
Here
so
we go.
I couldn't help but to say, wow.
Here we go with the racial remark.
And then when she put on the red, I said, that looks much better.
Okay, so that's because red is a African-American black color.
Is that what,
is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not saying it because I
so
was
my
red,
brown didn't look right. My brown didn't
brown,
look
You know, I like when people wear pink lipstick. I don't like that pink.
That's a fashion color.
An orange.
Yeah, those are
like
fashion
those
colors. You got to know what you're wearing when you wear
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I don't like them. Did you send out the email last night? I don't think you did.
I think I forgot.
I think you did.
But for all of you all to know, every Tuesday from 1 to 2,
yes.
There's always, you just come in, save that link, and,
yes.
and but I'll do better.
Yes.
I think I forgot.
I think so. I think it's late, too. I know.
Yeah, we have a lot going on with the employees of City of Atlanta and
yes,
answering
yes.
emails and stuff.
Yes,
so
yes.
you can always look at, you know, the same
and,
link, right?
And once you subscribe to the YouTube, it's going to, as soon as we come on live, boom, it's going to go to their phone and say, mail
yeah.
messages with Taces on. And you
so
click
you guys
on.
Need to subscribe. And you know
yeah.
what? In our next email, we're going to tell you to subscribe to YouTube.
Yeah, subscribe
so
to
you,
it.
So, yeah, so you can always come on. As soon as we get on, you'll see.
And I'm trying to get away from the Blog Talk so we can go. I want to do, there's a different Blog Talk. There's a different talk radio that you can get on, and that's what I'm trying to push us to over to that. But we'll keep Blog Talk for a while.
And
because
the reason
everybody wants to
do that?
The reason, because you get more views.
Oh, okay.
And it's way more views. And it's
okay.
a better platform.
Cool.
Better platform.
So you're trying to grow.
We're trying. So
what's the, we got the song today. I am
song.
The week. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
By who?
I don't know who sings it.
How do you give a song?
I said it's a Christian song. I said it's a Christian song. I don't know.
Who anybody out there know who's singing I Am Blessed? Let us know.
Please.
Put it in the chat.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The popular,
give her a job to do. And to,
see how she do?
Professional.
But she forgot to send the email out last night. That's okay. The positive reflection I have is, in a negative situation, being positive in a negative situation is not being naive. It's called leadership.
Repeat that.
Being positive in a negative situation is not naive. It's called leadership.
And who told you that?
Where that was a quote.
That was a quote. Because it sounds like.
That's the quote. Being
positive
in a
negative
situation.
Okay.
Right. So something is going wrong.
And you stand positive.
And you stand positive. They say it, a lot of people, because they say it, I've heard them say it to me, it's like you're being naive to what's going on, but it's not. You're staying positive.
Now,
I was okay
until you got to the naive part.
You think it's being naive if you stay positive in a negative situation? Let's discuss that.
Naive to me means you're...
Say, for instance, let's use a situation then. Let's go all the way out. The house just fell in, right?
Not while I'm sitting up in here, but go
but
ahead.
Just let's say the house caves in.
Okay.
And you feel, well, at least we're able to sit on the couch and drink something. We didn't get hurt.
Oh, we didn't get hurt. Okay.
Yeah, it's not
okay.
You being naive. You're just
about
saying,
the surrounding of
yeah,
the
about,
event.
Yeah, about looking at what's going
oh, okay.
on. You're remaining positive. It's not you being naive. You just taking leadership. Let's figure out something else to do in this situation.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I get the point. It was
okay.
like maybe another word should have been in there.
Maybe.
Put them two together.
Maybe. But it makes sense to me.
And then what's the other part about the leadership?
It's not called being naive. It's leadership.
Okay, because at that point,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're taking charge of a positive situation.
A negative
okay,
situation.
Of a negative
exactly.
situation. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I can go along with that.
Okay. Wasn't so bad.
Wasn't bad. It made me think about
sometimes
that.
I like to stay positive sometimes. So it's like when you have lemon, what they say?
Okay. I don't know what they say.
What they
say? I can't read your mind.
Lemonade. What is the thing? You know,
well, lemon and lemonade, I know beyond.
If life gives you a lemon, you make lemonade or something
oh,
like that?
I do that in water sometimes. You know, I just go to the restaurant, order a lemon and a glass
and
make
some lemonade.
Water, makes a lemonade.
Yeah, but lemons are sour and tart and your face just like, ugh. But
But if you, you know, my sister can bite a lemon and just
babies
eat it.
Can too. I love to see babies
and just
it.
Eat it.
I love.
She put salt on her.
That's nasty.
But she eat it.
Yeah.
Rind and all.
I used to eat the rind.
Yeah.
But with some sugar. Like a grapefruit, I have to put sugar on it.
It's bitter.
Mm-mm. No. So, like from last.
Bitter like people.
What movie you got? Bitter like people.
Oh, well, I did see Mortal Kombat. Thank
I tried.
You for calling me talking about.
I tried.
Did you see? Is it a cartoon?
Because the one I'm
no,
saying was cartoon.
2021 Mortal Kombat. All you Mortal Kombat people out there know what I'm talking about. She's not.
When it for the video game, I love it. But when I saw the cartoon.
Well.
It was so much blood, and then
you're talking about the movie.
Both.
Well, back in the past, it wasn't that bloody.
No.
But now
the video games wasn't that bloody.
Now.
Oh my
god. It was. Wasn't it?
I couldn't
liked it when Scorpion finally came to be the Scorpion,
mm-hmm.
and he said that little sword with the chain. And says, "Get over here,
I
boy."
I couldn't even get that far.
Dun, 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 oh, Mortal Kombat off the chain. Like you know, it's gonna be a part two. So we're just talking about Mortal Kombat. We mentioned that last week, movie of the week, but because she didn't see it, so we bring it back up. Movie of the week, Mortal Kombat 2021, not the cartoon.
Oh, whatever.
It was a lot of it's
very gory.
Yes, gory. What do you call
gory?
It? Gory.
Yeah, gory.
Gory.
It was, but I did see No Remorse. With Michael B. Jordan.
I tried watching
Oh, come on, Gina.
But you know, it looks like it's a spinoff or a similar movie to another one about the Navy SEALs.
Uh-uh.
And except, I don't know if it was my brother that I used to like, the karate guy with the long ponytail. What was his name?
Oh, with a long ponytail.
The Italian guy. He used to be Navy SEALs and all the FBI, CIA. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-mm.
He had a ponytail. He always chop,
karate
guy. Nah. I thought it was like a takeoff from one of those movies. It's like I've seen that movie, something like that. Movie.
It wasn't like I thought before. It was good. And with Michael B. Jordan, I watched
it. I didn't like Michael B. Jordan.
I didn't
he was
love
in the
him.
Panthers and he was the bad guy.
Oh, he's so handsome.
He's so what? Say it. He's so what?
He's so Michael B. Jordan. He's so Michael B. Jordan.
I'm telling
you. Ooh, that man.
But anyway, Mortal Kombat and, of course,
No Remorse.
No Remorse.
It was good. It was really good. He they came after his family, and he was.
Now, that was a sad part.
Yeah.
Well, we can't tell you.
Okay. All right. It was good, though. Go watch it. And then I drove around the city from here. To West, so I couldn't find a movie theater to save my life. I just wanted popcorn yesterday. I just wanted the popcorn.
I told you where to go. You can't go. See,
I went to Douglas.
She's
Tyler.
Making it. That's still black.
Three different places in Highland.
You gotta go north.
Oh my gosh!
I keep telling her.
Somebody bring me some popcorn with a lot of butter. Butter at the bottom, butter in the middle, and then butter at the top. That's all I want.
Go to AMC. Did you try the AMC theaters?
Yeah. I might have to check Camp Creek or something if they're
You're still
open.
Going south.
I can't help it. That's all I know.
To go north.
That's all I know.
She won't listen.
That's all I know. So
what's happening out there in the city of Atlanta?
Well, let's talk about the, yeah. So
what's going on? I heard that, let me tell you what I heard.
What you heard?
And you verified.
Okay.
I heard that Department of Human Resources wasn't well prepared. What's going on with that? You listen to the FEC? Well, tell me your
opinion. I listened to some of the financial meeting that they have with with city council. And the HR interim, this is the commission. He's the interim,
uh-huh.
Right? Yeah, he wasn't prepared. I listened to it. I don't know what he was saying. He was saying a lot, though. I just don't know what it was. But he was saying a lot of stuff, and he had some slides. It was nice. I mean, we're in phase two still. I got that. We're still in phase two, something about August. But, yeah, they wanted him to come back and get the documentation.
For
some numbers. They needed the number work.
Numbers,
the papers, the information on how everything is going to be going, I guess, when the employees return back to work. Give more information. They wanted more information.
Well, if he doesn't have that information by the time we go before council, we'll have
it. They wanted it today.
Okay, well.
Yesterday.
It's probably going to be a conflict when we go before, because we're going to give them our, between you and I and our executive board, we're going to present a way of phase to bring them back ourselves. So hopefully he probably not going to have it prepared, you know, but hopefully he will reach out and ask us our input.
I doubt it. But it'd be nice.
Yeah, but if we don't, we'll have our own.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. And we're working on that this week. So
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what's going on in your side of the world?
With Fleet, Public Works and all of that. Right now, it's kind of, they're getting together. They're getting it together. This leadership is finally trying to see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
You know, they still got some, because they're newbies. Finally, we got some new folks that don't have what they call a dog in the fight.
Which is good.
So, which is good. And they're very open and receptive to the union. So, you know, it's pretty good right now.
Right
so
now.
Far. We still got employees that want to do what they want to do and still, but we're getting there to getting better. They're looking at a lot of things, good things, a positive moves for the employees over there. So.
Really? Mm-hmm. So let's jump off the subject real quick and talk about what you just said. So when you say you guys have got a lot of newbies, that doesn't have a dog in the fight. Do you think with the city, is that what they should have on board with chief of all this other stuff that's going on right now? Do you think that they should have new, fresh new faces? And maybe you might need some other people that do have a dog in the fight just because they know or is a little more, you know, a little more knowledgeable. But do you think we need to have a mixture?
Well, my thing is, you know, the city's always been a culture where you should be able to bring your family member in. Back in the day, a lot of people don't know, some years and years and years ago,
mm-hmm.
when sanitation was starting out there. You know, sanitation workers used to be the jailhouse workers.
Okay.
You know, and over there at North Avenue, they'll bring a jailhouse worker to go out, pick up garbage, pick up rubbish and all this. And then they will be walking, and then, you know, the leaders will be on the pickup truck. You know, we're talking way back when racism was really at its highest.
Okay.
And so over the times it evolved, so people started hiring us who they know. Because a lot of the folks didn't have GEDs or high school diplomas mm-hmm. or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought in a friend, because nobody back in the day really wanted to be a what they call a garbage worker.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, the environmental service workers, and we've grown, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the requirements are, you know, not as stringent as before, but, you know, now you have GEDs or high school, you know. And so at that time, a lot of people were bringing in family members or cousins or somebody that they know, and they get hired. But then it infiltrated on up to the leadership. We're bringing, because it was easy to just bring in anybody, you
yeah.
know, and because it wasn't controlled at that time by a third party, and you had handwritten applications, you didn't have electronic stuff, and it didn't go through a process, so
mm-hmm.
it was easy to bring in a lot of folks. So my answer to your question, I still would like to see the city, because it is a family-owned city. You live in the city, you
exactly.
should be able to work,
sure.
and you can't stop people being related, because gosh, you got husbands and wives and cousins and grandmamas
mm-hmm.
and mamas, and there's nothing wrong with that. My problem is if they don't know the job.
If they
bring
exactly.
these people in that don't know the job, and we've gotten so sophisticated now, or the city is trying to get what they call business oriented and operated.
Yes.
You got to have some skill sets now to do what is needed to do to stay on top of the new technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to bring people in that are actually, you know, skill set to do so.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it.
Okay.
Hold on just 1 second. We have a very distinguished person calling while we're on a podcast. And how are you doing, Miss Liliana? I'm good. We are live on a podcast, YouTube, Radio Connections with Pace. And they see me that I'm talking to you. You are running for, what seat are you running for? Council District 5. And I always had a hard time pronouncing your last name. What is your last name? Bakhtiari. Liliana Bakhtiari. How are you doing today? Well, we will give you a call back, and maybe you can come in. We can set up a time that you can come in and talk on the podcast with us and let the people know you and see who you are. Okay. Right. We'll be back in touch. Have a good one. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
And who was that again?
Liliana Bakhtiari. She's running for Atlanta City Council District 5.
District 5.
I don't know right off. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, around this time, you know, we're going to get calls.
Exactly.
And so it's not that we're going, who we're going to endorse or what we're going to endorse, but we always got an open window for anybody that want to call and talk to the union.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. At least they know that we're out there. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good, really good thing.
Our podcast is reaching out to folks.
Yeah. Right now they have.
So anyway, so okay. That's what I was answering to you about. You know, we need to just hire people that are here. And when we say no dog in the fight, that they're not here for political reasons, because mm-hmm. I owe you a favor. And even if you have a favor that you owe that person needs to be qualified and eligible to do the job.
Not just because I know you. And you're my friend, I'm going to pull you up. That's good to do, but make sure your friend is qualified to do the
But
job.
If they get in there, what gets me to get in there, and then you have a staff that knows what they're doing, and you want to dollar mm-hmm. staff out, we need to embrace that staff to help you out
help
and make
you
look better.
But
they don't do it. They get caught up.
Nope.
They is in some folks' leadership because they're not confident in themselves, and they get threatened by people that are confident. And I don't understand, how do you change that behavior?
Stop hiring your friends. So how do you stop hiring your friends? That's how you figure, I don't know how to change that. Because you, if, unless someone is there, depending on whatever position the person that's over you is, if they know that you guys are friends, don't hire them because this particular person said to hire him. Hire because they've shown you that they are more than qualified to hold that position. And not just that you can do the job. You should be able to do the job, but also be professional with the employees and the management and able to handle all streams or whatever that comes with that job, that they're able to handle all pieces of it, not just one piece, but they're actually really good and qualified to do all of that job.
True that.
Or be trained.
And be professional.
Yeah, definitely be professional. So let's talk about how I received a call overnight or a text. Overnight, when I woke up this morning, I had called somebody at 7 o'clock this morning. So an employee was told an assignment. They were given an assignment to do. Usually when we give them an assignment to do, that's your assignment for the day.
Okay.
Then during roll call, the assignment changed. The assignment changed because they wanted to give someone else the opportunity to have their pick at the assignment because it was their last day. But I was already given my assignment, right? So now you're going to change my assignment without notice. You just changed it. So I got upset. This didn't really happen to me, but like I said, So I got mad, and rightfully so, because you told me my assignment was blocked. My mind is set to deal with this problem, not to deal with that one, but to deal with this one. And things could have been handled better on both ends. But at the end of the day, once we left out of roll call, I decided if you're not going to change the assignment, you can't tell me why we changed it, and you're just going to change it because somebody, you give favoritism to somebody else, and you say that to me, I don't feel like working. I'm going home. And so that's what happened.
So they left.
They left. But as I'm leaving, you yell out to me, hey, you ain't going to get paid for this day if you leave.
Well, you know you can't do that.
So, well, they did.
Oh, my.
So, again, let's talk about professionalism. Because their whole situation could have been handled differently.
And how
would, okay, this is what I would do. Well, usually, as when I come in, and this before the shift has started, before roll call has started, if the employees ask me what their assignments are, because we know that everything is subject to change, I let them know, well, right now, this is what your assignment is, unless somebody call out. But what I will not do is change the employee's assignment because someone else likes or wants that assignment, because I won't do that, period. That won't be done. But if you knew that this employee was leaving, this was their last day on the job, and depending on their reputation with the job, period, because why would I want to give her the best of the pick and it's her last day anyway? You leave it. So what is the point? So whatever the relationship is, that's neither here nor there. Well, it is. But I would have beforehand told that supervisor that's acting as supervisor that night, hey, on Tuesday, so-and-so is her last day. Can we make sure that she gets her first pick before you give anybody else their assignment? Boom. Nobody else would have been mad. They would never known that their assignment was that because now it would have been whatever you told me. It wouldn't have been this, and now you changed it. So that was, you know, that was wrong. Both behaviors could have been addressed because, you know, you don't want to walk out, but I understand why you walked out. He was upset.
So was the assignment like a buttercream assignment? Was it an easy assignment?
That she had, it was a better assignment that she was given the second time. So
okay.
It's like the zone. So if you get any zone, zone five is like downtown area. You know, downtown stays busy all the time. It's always traffic on zone five. They're always, when I say traffic, they're always talking. You don't get a break.
Right.
So if your mind is set that you don't have to deal with that tonight, your mind is set that you don't have to deal with that tonight.
Right.
So then when you tell me last minute, right, when we finish, go sit down and plug in, hey, I need you to handle zone five. No, thank you.
So I would have handled that, like you said, the right, I wouldn't have never changed it in
exactly.
the first place.
Yeah.
And the second place, I would have never hollered out in front of someone
Definitely.
That you won't be paid. That is totally wrong. And so that wrong supersedes the wrong
it
of
does.
The lady leaving.
It does. It does.
So now you're looking at the fault coming from the employee to decide I'm upset, I'm leaving
mm-hmm.
work for the night,
mm-hmm.
to the point that the supervisor did more wrong by hollering out,
yeah.
I'm not going to pay you because
yeah.
that was totally unprofessional.
Yeah.
When she should have brought her in the first place and just to say, hey, you know, let me tell you why I did this, why
mm-hmm.
I'm doing this.
Or yeah. doing roll call when you gave the heads up to the supervisor, hey, let this particular person have a thing, her pick of the zone, you should have said then, announce it. Hey, tonight is so-and-so's last night. We have this particular zone that is not that's open that nobody has been assigned to just yet. These two are assigned unless you guys want to give them up. You know, hey, Ms. So-and-so, what zone would you like to work? And then let them work it out. But doing stuff like that, it just kind of makes, as adults, it just makes you feel like you didn't even give me a choice in the matter.
Right.
After
right.
you told me.
Right.
So it was several ways to handle that differently.
So that's what we talk about professionalism,
mm-hmm.
and then supervisors need training because they don't know how to handle stuff like that.
They don't. And they are working on it. I know we have some supervisors going to the APLI training
mm-hmm.
in
that's
May
good.
Or June, sometime in May or June, I believe, which is great. It is.
That's
it's good. And then also our major has been doing the one-on-ones with the employees.
Oh, really?
Oh, Morning Watch. They finished it and had a meeting this morning about it. And I guess to tell the supervisors what consensus they did come up with as far as what the employees were saying about what they need to do. And most of it was professionalism, that they talked to them in any kind of way.
Well, you know, a lot of this, we don't have members over in this one department, but there's one department in the city that I rarely hear issues anymore with, and that's Parks and Rec.
Really?
And we do have some members in Parks and Rec, but I rarely hear any issues with them. They used to have a lot of issues, but they changed leadership.
Maybe.
And maybe it's the leadership that's doing a lot better. I don't know. But I haven't had any more problems or complaints that's coming through us.
Mm-mm.
So
I think it was one
hats off to Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So EAP is coming in May.
That's
also.
Finally getting
EAP will be coming. So that's good. That's good. There'll be sometime in May. Ms. Govan mentioned that. Dr. Govan.
You were trying to say Dr. Govan reached out to Major V.
She did. She reached out.
But how many times? Third or fourth time?
I don't know.
But anyway,
it's been quite a
bit. It's happening.
It's happening.
So we're happy.
Yes. We're definitely happy about that. So.
What is he trying to come around?
I haven't really seen or spoken with him at all.
They said I was being.
Since that last meeting,
very
I don't want to even talk about
it. Elephant be out the room. Ooh. But now you know I had no choice.
You had no choice. You did. You had no choice. Why didn't you have a choice? Let's talk about the meeting. Let's tell the people what happened in the meeting.
No, you tell the people.
I want you to tell people what happened to me because I got in at the last minute because I wasn't invited. Remember?
You the third eye.
I'm the third eye this time.
Yeah, you the third eye.
She was being Gina. That's all I could say. She was being Gina.
Gina
holds her tongue for nobody.
Uh-oh.
That's what I mean. Those that know Gina know she will not hold her tongue. If she say, let's get the elephant. I have yet to go into a meeting with her, and she has not used that term. I'm going to get the elephant out the room now. And then she goes in. That's it. That's her prelude to, I'm about to tear something up.
I let them talk.
You do.
And I never say that if they're on point.
No, you don't.
But when they're not on point, I've heard enough of the smoke signals. We're not going to use that word, but they get finished.
Yeah.
But the little smoke signals going up, or the telegraphic stuff going in.
She was talking, and, you know, wait a minute. Now, hold on. I'm thinking, okay, let me see. Is this bona fide enough for you? I just put my head down.
She didn't understand what I was saying.
No.
So I had to break it down to ABC 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
When I asked a question about sick time.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I got a question. So y'all see, I'm still in this brace. I went back to the doctor yesterday. First of all, April 9th, when I failed and Gina laughed about it.
I wish I could show that would go viral, but
anyway. When I failed, I probably should have went to the doctor then, because I'm not 10 years old. I am a little older. So I got it. But I didn't. I had to go to work the next day and then the next. So I had to wait until a couple of days because, you know, that's just how I do. I waited till that Monday when I was off and I went to see. Nope, I waited a whole nother week.
I waited a whole week.
I did. I waited a whole week. And it was in pain. I just didn't feel like being sitting in the room that long. You know how doctor appointments are. So when I finally got there, it was still swollen. And they gave me an X-ray. She said everything was fine. Just take three ibuprofen a day. I can do that. I'm working.
Yeah.
So, again, I went back to work, and I used this as my dominant hand. I used it. So I kept using it. So the pain just was, oh, my God, it's just been in pain. And when I take the brace off, I'm looking at the swelling. I'm like, oh, my God, it just shouldn't still be swelling. And it's almost a month. Went back to my doctor yesterday, and she was concerned because of the swelling as well. She was like, I think this might be broken. I was like, well, I can wiggle my fingers. I thought if you can't wiggle your fingers, it's broke. That's what I'm thinking. She said, well, you have several different bones here that want to break, and you can still move your fingers, and they don't hurt.
Oh, wow.
So she gave me a week off.
You off a whole week?
A whole week. She don't want me to use my hand. I don't have anything to do this week, though.
I know you're about to lose your mind.
About to lose it. So she gave me a week off, and now my concern is it's going to mess up my sick time at work. I called out one time at work because since I've been a supervisor, I have not called out but one time. This is going to be, what's today? I was supposed to go back on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's 5 days plus that one day. That's 6 days off. Evaluations are coming up in June, July. I'm going to have 6 days off. I'm not going to get a five.
So let me get this straight. That's why I said get the elephant out the room when we had that meeting.
What?
When you were talking about how I went in.
Yeah.
Because I got a problem with that when you tie that in to evaluation.
It's on our evaluation.
And that's not like that in all the other departments. And it should not be that way. Because the only thing that should be tied to your evaluation is productivity and what you've done. And the only reason why I say that is unless you have been abusive or sick time, and because you have discipline for that, and unless you have not been there more to do work, but because you were bona fide out 6 days out of the year because you had an injury, that should not be tied to your evaluation.
Well,
and listeners and followers, that's what we were talking about when I had that meeting with 911 Major B and that team. That I had to get the elephant out the room because he didn't seem to understand what I was talking about. So I had to give him some direct issues so that he'll understand what I was talking about. And everybody, you hear crickets. It was quiet for about 30 seconds.
It was.
I had to say, anybody there?
It was quiet.
They got my point. So back to similar what you were just saying.
Yeah.
You're bona fide have an injury that can be quantified. And the doctor put you out for 5 days. Now, when you come back, you got your paperwork and everything.
Yeah, I already gave it to him.
That should not go against your evaluation.
Well, we'll see.
Because evaluation's in July. You've already reached, almost the whole year.
Yeah. It's up to June. What, from June to July?
See, that's the stuff that we got to change because that's not right.
Yeah. And that's all I have to say.
Employee.
I told my doctor, she said, well, I need you to not use that arm.
Because
can I trust her to go to work and not use your arm? I said, this is my dominant hand.
You know
when I'm typing, I take this off because I need to move it around. She said, okay.
She put you out for a whole week. She should have. She should have put you out 2 weeks.
This is what's going to happen. And that's what she did.
She should have put you out 2 weeks.
She wanted me to come back next week.
Because guess what? At the end of the day, what we're trying to change the culture in these departments, something happened to you, you get some flowers, and they done replace you.
And you know, Pulliam, Mike Pulliam said that the other day when I was talking about something else. He said, well, so let me ask you this. If you die, they're going to come and bring your paperwork to your funeral?
Oh, wow. But he's right.
I said, no. Who's going to sign it? He said, but that's what I'm trying to get you to
That's
see.
What I'm trying to get you to see.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of yourself. We're not talking about the people that want to abuse the system.
Yeah.
We're talking about folks like you and a stellar employee. And all of a sudden, remember I said that in that meeting, I said what Major V and that committee was trying to change these port systems. It
will
capture your stellar employee.
Because this right here is
messing you up.
Because I will not.
So you're going against a point system and now you got a point that's legitimately you're injured.
Yeah.
You can't. There's no way that you can go without people without being sick or injured unless they're doing it and they're keeping it to themselves or coming to work. And we don't want to put employees into that type of situation.
Because I was in pain for that whole week because
you
I don't like
to
be out of work. I just don't like to be out of work.
Well, you're
out
of work now.
And I'm out of work now. You're right. One way. But if it's broke, it's broke. It's too late to. It's already healing.
It was broke.
It's already healing. But it's healing. So
wow, it's so broken.
But it wasn't like a major break, like a fracture.
It's like a hairline
Something.
Yep. Y'all want to know why? Because she was right here sliding on the floor and trying to do the Bertha Butt Boogie.
I had so much fun.
And she's so cleanly with her wax and her floors. Her feet just went straight out from under her and she falls and tried to break it with her arm. I wish I could show that video.
No. You won't show it. So let's get back on the subject.
I would say, you know what the caption would be? Safety. What not to do.
And then show me.
And show her. Well, I hope you get better.
I hope it does, too. I just want the pain to go away. And I
if you have any problems,
you know
who to call.
I know who to call. I know who to call. So.
And speaking of Pace real quick, all of you out there, pass it on to a friend that you see that's not, you know, coming into work, that's not teleworking, that's not essential, they still have an opportunity to join PACE Union.
Sure do.
For any kind of protection or wrongful discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And because I tell you, when you come back to work, we got to come up with a plan of action. We want to come in and see in that the employees come in gradually.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like council is asking the interim commissioner, they want to plan an action how we're going to do it. And the way I'm looking at it, they're talking about, boom, stop deadline.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the way it should be. Teleworkers should be able to, employees outside first. Teleworkers should be last.
Mm-hmm.
Outside workers that have not come in at all over the year and a half almost should come in what they call ad hoc. Let them come in 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 days a week, slowly bring them in.
Kind of how the schools are doing.
Yeah, mentally get them stability, mentally psyched. I'm coming back in.
They're
going to be concerned about, are these plates, is this place cleaned? Is
mm-hmm.
it sterilized?
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know,
and how much anxiety you think it's going to be?
It's going to be a lot of anxiety.
It is. A whole lot.
It's going to be a lot of anxiety. I got anxiety just thinking about it for them, and I'm teleworking from home.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it from them. I go into my site to check on my staff once every 2 weeks, so I call every day, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really anxious just to drive and to travel.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm telling you, just by listening, you know, a lot of these highway shootings that are going on, I'd be scared to drive home. Or I'd just be scared if somebody cut me off on a hot, because you're hearing it so much, and we're hearing it firsthand. So it's just a lot that's going on. So they do need to check on that. I was also listening to City Council talk about the detention facilities. They're giving them a certain amount of time in May. They're giving them up to May to figure it out. because what they're going to do with it. Open it or close it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the
oh, yeah.
jail.
I thought they had closed
They were supposed to make it a rehab facility, rehabilitation center or something. But I listened to some of the comments from the citizens. They give them 2 hours to talk each meeting or every other meeting, something like that. And a lot of people was just half were saying, keep it closed. And some was like, I've been here for 90 years. Well, it was an 89-year-old lady on there. These criminals are not going to change. Leave that center. Where are you going to put them at?
Okay.
Now, I think that you should misdemeanor crimes, traffic violations, things like that. Nobody should be a warrant because they didn't fail you to appear for a traffic violation. People are, you have all these young fathers and mothers that sometimes they just can't make that appointment. Do something better instead of why you in jail because I forgot to pay a ticket, a parking ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's kind of stupid. That's a setup. But for real crimes,
yeah,
murder, theft, the
yeah.
same offenders, that kind of stuff, put them behind bars, that those that are causing real harm to people or themselves. But these little bitty crimes
like
that,
traffic, just
yeah,
what you
traffic.
Call what you call it, cancel their license, suspend their license until they.
But then even when you do that, I remember when I was married young, early years ago, my ex-husband he never had a license, but he was the only one working. I wasn't working. And we were, you know, he just never had a chance because he worked every day. It was hard for him to go to court or financially. We just didn't have it to pay those tickets all the time. Why the idiot kept getting tickets? Because he was stupid. But we were young, and he kept on. And it just kept pushing us behind. Every time you get an extra ticket, that's more money. So then you got warrants out for your arrest. Well, when they arrest him, guess what? I don't have a job. I can't take care of the kids by myself. So now we stuck. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That with traffic violations, because I can understand when somebody is truly trying to just do right, it's kind of hard.
It is. But it comes, you know.
So do something. They should do something. I see they did that for those kids that was drag racing.
What did they do?
They took his license. And now the lawyers are saying that was wrong. The judge didn't have the authority to take his license from him. But you wouldn't say that if he had killed a family or whatever it was because he was drag racing. Now he's in jail for looking at that pretty hummingbird. Oh, I love nature. You didn't see it.
Oh,
it was just,
God.
You didn't even see it, did you?
Right in the middle of a conversation, she see a hummingbird. I
that,
see the hummingbird.
You know
it's
what?
A bird.
That is the, now you see a beast. Well, but that's just, I can do multiple
see,
things at one time. I can do multiple
that's
things.
That's because she's home a week, so she don't have all the work.
So I'm watching the hummingbirds. You know, I got the stuff out there for them to drink. But for the young man, they're saying that, I mean, what else are you going to do? If he had done something horrible, it'd be something else. They got to stop trying to pacify. Is that the word? That's the word. Stop pacifying these crimes.
Okay.
It is what it is. If you know
okay.
that they're going to continue to go out there and drag race, they was drag racing, I think, right on Northside Drive. That's a busy street. So you got cars coming by, people probably walking in the area, and y'all popping wheelies and drag race. That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
It's dangerous.
So he got to do something. But the lawyer is saying that the judge didn't have the authority to take his license.
He said he didn't have the authority to suspend license. I thought they did.
So who has the authority to do that?
He was saying, and then when you look on the news, he said it was the wording that he used. He said he understand what he's trying to do, but the wording that he used, I don't know what the wording because I didn't hear that. But they supposedly suspended the young man's license. And so he can't go to school, you know, which is something. Think about it. Before you get out there drag racing, you know you have to go to school. You know you have to work. You know you have to do all these things. So think twice before you do it. You have to make an example out of somebody. So
that's interesting.
It was. It was on the news yesterday. I was like, good job to that judge. You know, somebody has to stand up and go against the grain. You just have to.
So let's get the elephant out the room.
Oh, gosh, I'd be so nervous when you say that.
Well, let's talk. We haven't hit gossip.
What's the gossip?
I heard about the ex-mayor Kasim Reed talking trash on a SmackDown.
What did he say? Because you still hadn't sent me the thing.
I thought I sent you that it was in the AJC, or he was on the Frank Ski Show, and he was just talking about crime in the city, and
mm-hmm.
we need a mayor that doesn't sit behind the desk and all of that.
because that's all she do. But her last interview, remember she said she was, they were supposed to have been on there at 10 o'clock this morning, too. Did you hear that?
Who?
The mayor and the chief of police were supposed to be talking about the crime in the city today at 10
oh,
this morning.
Man,
we'll hear it. Yeah, we'll hear it. But
so what do you think of his reasoning for coming out of the blue, you know, all of a sudden?
I don't know if he's trying to run still or I don't know. He's not. So I don't know.
But you know, Mayor Reed, you know, 8 years that we dealt with him, he never does something that's not.
It's always a motive behind it.
There's a motive behind it. He doesn't do things. He's very articulate.
I don't know. I don't know what it could be, what he has conjuring up. But I know that the last time when I heard Miss the Mayor Keisha Nancy on Frank Ski's show, she said we were going to be hearing a lot of her. You've seen her on the news?
No.
I don't know. So I don't know, but that's what she said. Now, I did, like I said, she was supposed to be speaking today with the chief of police talking about crime because, you know, this past weekend it was like 15 people were shot or something.
Wow.
15. I know on Saturday night was horrible because we had these the teenagers, the 15-year-old, 14-year-old, she got shot and died. Then it was kids out, 10:30 at night.
So, you know, I don't want to see it. You know, it's almost impossible not to see it, but I hate to see an ugly race, but I think it's going to get ugly.
It might get real ugly.
Real ugly. And, you know, let's just say this. Let's just hope that there don't be any mug slinging. Let's just try to have a good, stick to the facts, political election. You think that can happen?
I think so. I think so because
but
I don't
think
some
funny
think,
now.
Some
I got
are funny, but neither Lance Bottom, Keisha Lance Bottom, nor City Council President Felicia Moore, they're not dirty type fighters. You haven't seen anything just outright dirty, like how the men go at it.
Well, Miss Moore is not.
No.
I know that she's
no.
definitely not, but she can.
They can go there.
She can hit you below that belt
she
with
can,
facts. Though,
yes,
when you do her.
Yes,
when you
will.
Try to do her, she's going to come to you with some facts.
She
don't back down. She's a soldier.
She will not.
She will stand
she
her ground. Now, that's one thing I can say about seeing her as a council president and a council person. I don't know much about Mr. Bottoms, Mayor Bottoms, because, I mean, other than we never really had the privilege of talking and interacting with each other. So I don't know her personality. I don't know much. But I have had an interaction with Mayor Reed, and I know he can be Mayor Reed when he can be Mayor Reed.
Really?
You can love him or like or dislike him. It's one or the other.
Yeah.
You love him or like him, you know, or don't like him. But,
yeah.
I mean, some things he would do that's kind of funny to me. But one good thing I can say about him that I personally liked was the fact that he didn't bite his tongue. He got the elephants out of the room. That's where I kind of got.
And
listen,
I like
that's
that.
Where I got this statement from, by the way.
Really?
Get the elephant out of the room.
Yeah.
He say that in a minute. I'm going to get the elephant out the room. He'll just come at it.
And that's it. I'm working on learning how to get the elephant out the room. Because I let you go and go and go and go, go and go until I catch you. But I already caught it a while ago. I'm just waiting.
I just don't
want to
go to sleep sitting in there and fall asleep.
And that's
and
what it is.
Me and the time waste and I don't have.
I be done forgot and lost my train of thought. And then I should have just went over here.
But you got to do it professionally now. Even though I get the elephant out the room and I say things, I'm still respectful as much as I can be. It's just I'm very blunt.
Yeah.
People think I'm blunt, and I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just being blunt.
Because you always come behind me, say, with all due respect.
With all due respect.
With all that anger behind her voice, but she still says.
I'm not angry.
With
I'm
all
stern.
Due respect.
I'm just being stern.
Is that what it is?
Being stern. And see, it's just like when you're sitting up here, and I know that color is red. But you're going to tell me.
Oh, I said, what
are you looking at?
I was thinking when you said that I was looking for a color to be red.
Example. You bringing to me a color. I said, bring me red. And you bring me red that you think is red. And you're going to tell me, well, it's like it's part of the red family.
Yeah, it's orange.
It's an orange red flurry that I'm getting the elephant out of the room.
Yeah.
Girl, that ain't red.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that color out of here.
Exactly. Okay, I got you.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And that's who I'm trying to get you. Instead of letting them go all the way around the room and being, like I said, I'm lost, they lost, everybody else is gone.
Like they go to Vegas and come back?
Yeah, they come back.
And they come back broke.
They come back broke.
Because I'm going to catch them every time.
They're going to come back.
Like
about
a dealer.
2 cents short.
Blackjack.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's it.
That's it. Let's cut to the chase. Now what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But one thing about us and one thing about me, I never complain when I come in with a suggestion or solution.
Exactly.
And it's up to you to either accept it, adopt it, or don't do nothing with it.
That's right.
And then if you are very confident in what you do, you shouldn't be discerned about being what
be
I'm
open.
Saying and be open and listen to suggestions and not be so negative.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a good leader.
It does.
To listen.
It's hard
to listen.
It does.
That's what distinguishes between a good leader and a not so good leader. Because you're a good leader, listens to what you're saying. Other people like to listen at what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Because they think you're talking at them. That's why.
They take it personal.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not talking at you. If you just listen, that's action.
What?
Ooh, and people don't listen because they think you're talking at them. And I'm not talking at you. And I said, just listen. Just listen to what I heard you. You didn't hear anything I said, and you're still not listening.
And here's another good quote that I learned in the military is when you say, "May I have permission to speak?" And if they give you permission to speak, you can say what you want to say. Because you gave me permission, so I'm going to say what's on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So all I'm saying, there's a lot of ways that you can say things.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people out there that don't have the ability to say what they need to say.
Yeah,
we got a lot of people listening in.
They call
it. Look, see what Tamara's saying.
Tamara, what are you? How you doing? Gina, you say stuff most people are scared to say. Yes, she do. All the time she does. All the time.
This is Mike Pulliam, one of our national or regional reps that's on the phone now. And he's saying, you know, good show we got going on.
Good. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah.
I see he called Gina back. He didn't call Ebony's phone back. I called him this morning. That's okay, though.
Huh? And we're going to get to that. So thank you for calling in. I will give you a call back.
Well, let's
okay,
let's
you said he got good news I can share. What is it?
You should put it on. Put my speaker.
Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker and see if they can hear that.
Yeah,
okay.
She's so rude.
Can you hear it? I mean, speak up, Mike.
One of your long-term members, he's getting ready to retire, but he was suspended a couple of years ago for over 20 days. He just called me and told me that the city's, that he won his case thanks to Rita, and he's going to get his back pay. So he asked me to give you a call and say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks to Paige, yes. And Tamara says, hello, Mike. And shout out to Mike Pulliam and Rita Cherry. Rita's our internal regional national attorney. And Anna and Vado.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Pulliam, who's on the phone right now, is one of our top two PACE leaders representing. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
I will
talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
See you later, Mike.
Bye-bye.
That's
now you see why it's so important for members or employees out there who are not members to join PACE.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
He's going to retire.
And got 21 days back. We won another case. We always win.
All the time.
Because I get the elephant out of the room.
She gets the elephant out of the room.
I always get the elephant out of the room.
And like Tamara said, she says stuff that most people are scared to say.
I just tell the truth.
And that's,
I'm about
that's
the
what
truth.
It is. But like you said, a lot of the leaders are not comfortable enough in themselves. So when you tell it to them, when you say it, they don't know how to respond to it. They don't know how to react to it. And it's just the truth. That meeting last week, it was quiet. It was all on the computer. And you know when people are going to speak because they love face lights up or whatever, nothing lit up. Nowhere. It was dead silent. I just put my head down.
Hello, y'all out there?
I just put my head down. That's it.
It was a little funny.
It was.
Because I went in.
And I knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time. She was holding her breath longer than she would have held it.
Well, I wanted to
time.
Be respectful and give everybody a chance to speak.
So, yeah. But, yeah, that's definitely what it is. So,
But we also got some shout-outs to our attorneys. We have other attorneys that works for us in PACE at our office, and that's Ramona and Stephanie Muti.
Yeah, Muti.
And a lot of times, though, they're more on the federal sector side, mm-hmm. but they do step in sometimes and assist. But our primary people for Payson, we would like to thank them for all they do. And Vince mm-hmm. Champion,
definitely.
Who is the regional director for our office, and he does multitask, but he's also supportive. But they're more, too, they help assist IBPO. And we all under the brotherhood and sisterhood of the same union. So, but our primary people are Anna Avato, Mike Pulliam, and Rita Cherry. And shout out to Rita. Rita, you did an excellent job again for winning this case, and hope that gets up to national to let you know we did a good job of hiring you, Rita, from the city. They should have kept you, but we got you now. So that's their loss, our gain. So, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's always good news.
So you guys out there, pass the word. Get these employees to join the union. The more that we have, the more voices that we have and can speak on.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have an active e-board. And as you see, Ebony is our vice president. We just now have Kenneth Butler, who's stepped on as our parliamentarian, second VP, I'm sorry, because Craig Ingram is our parliamentarian. I've appointed, with the help of the executive board, for Mr. Kenneth Butler, who is our second vice president of
mm-hmm.
PACE.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very active, so be tuned in on May 27th at 12:30. PACE goes before city council, and between Ebony and Kenneth, we got some stuff that we're going to be giving to them.
It's going to be heated. Not heated, but it's just
it's not going to be heated. It's going
to
be very educational.
Gonna
They're going to be looking like, why are you guys not running the city? Or why are you guys not running HR?
Because
we're
going
to have some numbers, some figures, and some suggestions.
Yes.
And we're going to have to them, as much as we can,
yes.
present to council what needs to be presented.
Yes, definitely.
I don't think we're going to be asking for money this year.
No money. Everybody, I believe, is
so,
kind of settled.
Understand, we're not going to be asking for raises this year because it's understandable that it's just not, we just can't do it.
Yeah.
You guys, but hang in there. As long as you got a job, and you should be satisfied right now. Unfortunately, the reason why we're at where we're at because of pandemic,
yeah.
but you have not lost a paycheck.
Yeah.
So make sure you understand that. So when we get before council and we say we're not looking for you to try to give us a raise, but of course, if you always felt that we need one, we'll take it. But we're not here asking about money for raises, but we will be asking for some kind of incentive for the people who are teleworking, because they are one of the ones that did not get anything dealing with teleworking.
Yes.
And we say, Gina, Ebony, can you all take over HR, please?
We like this position, yes.
Yeah,
you
I would revamp
so bad.
Yeah, I would revamp it. But no, if I was a
you
commission.
Think so? You know, I thought you should have been on city council, though, too. I think you should be on that.
Well, I got too many skeletons.
Then I know somebody on city council I can bother.
But yeah, but I got too many skeletons in my closet.
Me too. That's why I can't go no further than where I am.
And I'll be
like,
yeah, I did that. Yeah.
If they ever went back in my closet.
Nah, I can't believe it.
Ooh, Lord,
but if
geez.
I was commissioner of HR, I would do some serious changes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, HR, it because everything goes from HR, supposed to.
Well, from the administration down
to
HR.
Yeah, it's supposed to. It should. They have a lot that they should be doing. They can be doing. And they could be doing it. They doing okay.
Not knocking out.
Yeah, they're
you know,
doing okay.
It's not knocking the people.
No,
because
not
you
at
got
all.
Some good workers. You know, you got Michael Kirkwood. I like his.
I like his attitude. I
yes,
love his personality.
Yes, love
he
it.
Is so
and
silly.
Then you have Danielle Nichols, who is
yes.
actually the deputy commissioner.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, we don't see her face. I bet she'd have had them numbers together.
She probably would have had them numbers together.
And Mr. Norman, you know, he's an old, I ain't going to call him old, but I'm going to say that he's a seniority
yeah.
with the city.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. We hope to get y'all out there. But look, we're getting ready to shut it down. We just got our deadline called in, a few seconds to let us know our podcast is about ready to end. We're glad to have you in, Tamara, as always.
Always.
And all the listeners that was in. We will be here same time, same station next Tuesday, 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
We will be sending out an email blast twice. I think I'll start sending it out twice, one earlier than the
so
day
too.
Of.
And we're still working on some other avenues
yes.
to promote the podcast or to show you guys different platforms.
Yes.
platforms. That's
yes.
what I'm still working on it. I'm I got a price for things and looking at some things, but hopefully within the next month we should have some more.
And she quit watching these birds and all these animals.
I know. I got to get in the garden this week since I'm stuck at home. I went and got some stuff to garden, and I got a little raised garden.
But that's not raised.
I can just use this hand.
Oh, Lord.
I can just use this hand.
Sound like too much work.
I can just do like this.
Okay.
Use this hand. But
anyway,
I can have some good vegetables.
You guys have a safe and prosperous week.
Definitely.
Whatever you're doing. Stay prayed up. Stay spiritual to whatever your divine higher being is.
Please do.
And we hope to hear and see you, see us, hear from us on Radio Connections with
mm-hmm.
Pace next week,
mm-hmm.
Tuesday from 1 to 2. If you need anything, always feel free to call in, chat in, email, and we'll answer the best we can.
Excellent.
You have a good week, Ebony.
I will have one. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place.
Ta-ta, everybody.
Have
Take
a good
care.
One. What about that third eye? You got to do your third eye.
Third eye watching you.
Have a good one, y'all.